Blog Talk Radio.
Great day, great day, great day, and thank you so much for joining me on Blog Talk Radio / My New Peace, as well as on YouTube, Natasha L. Brown on YouTube, and we are discussing it's not a hot topic, but I'm going to call it a hot topic. How to avoid the healthcare trap. So are you stuck in the healthcare trap? Are you having particular procedures or treatments because you have health insurance? Or are you evaluating every aspect before you make a healthcare decision? So those are some things that we are going to deal with today. I am Natasha L. Brown, host of My New Peace Radio, as well as a healing evangelist and holistic advocate. I educate women on how to reverse disease by creating a self-healing machine, and I'm also the author of 4 books, empowerment books, The Divine Direction, The Heart and Mind That Loves God, The Now Proverbs 31 Woman, and A Guide to an Effective Wellness Program, which can all be found at whathappentoyourlastmeal.com. whathappentoyourlastmeal.com or natashalbrown.com, and those are in the link on both pages listed in the description section. I want to read the disclaimer for our show. This is an informational session. I am not a medical professional. This broadcast is used to assist you in starting and maintaining a holistic journey in keeping you in the right direction. Always seek medical attention from your primary care physician. And I want you to keep in mind here on Blog Talk Radio to go ahead and click the follow button so that you'll know when I'm going live, as well as on YouTube, click the subscribe button, and then make sure you click the bell so that you'll get notifications when I go live. All right, so how do we avoid the healthcare trap? That is a great question, and we want to be proactive in everything we do and not reactive. That's my job as a holistic coach, so definitely want to make sure we get you going in the right direction. So how do we do that? By Proverbs 15:22 says, without consultation and wise advice, plans are frustrated, but with many counselors, they are established and succeed. So you basically need to get you a good coach, whether it's a holistic coach, whether it's a life coach. Regardless, you need to make sure that you have someone that can hold you accountable and assist you if you get off track so that you can go in the right direction. All right. So what are your holistic goals? Do you even have holistic goals? Do you have body goals? Do you have weight goals? What is it that you're looking to do? So for every area that you are dealing with, there should be some type of focus in that particular area. Whether it's weight reduction, whether it's a change in your food lifestyle, whether it's exercise, mental, emotional, relational, every area of our lives affected by our health. So if we're in a good place in our life, we are experiencing joy and everything is working out for our good, our body is responding. If we're in a bad place, if we're in a state of struggle and survival mode, our body is responding. So what is your body responding to, and how is your body responding? That makes a big difference on how you are going to react. So these are just some questions that you can think about. Definitely make sure if you are not a journaler that you get a good journal and start journaling so that you can document some changes, that you can keep in mind what's going on, that you can get into a place where you are holistically healthy and happy. So if you have a plan and it's working for you, beautiful. You can listen and add to what you're already doing. But if you do not have a plan or if your plan is not productive, then definitely you are in the right place, and we want to make sure that you stick with us as we go through some of these things. And, again, we are live on Blog Talk Radio, as well as if you're watching this in the replay, you didn't miss it. We are live every Tuesday on Blog Talk Radio, which is where we are broadcasting from. So Blog Talk Radio /mynewpeace is where you can go and listen to these, and you can listen to the previous broadcast as well, because we are back. We were doing Blog Talk Radio for several years, and then we took a hiatus, but we are back now to get you back on track and keep you in a holistic state. And I am Natasha L. Brown, healing evangelist and a health holistic advocate, if you don't know who I am. And definitely in the description, again, there are links where you can connect with me, contact me, and we can get you on the right track if you need a coach. All right, so for those that need to tweak or to set up some plans and create some goals, number one, you want to create short-term as well as long-term goals, right? Make sure to break them down into smaller goals as needed. So even if it's a short-term goal, it may not be something you can do all in one day, all in one week, all in one month. So make sure you break it down so that you can be successful in it. Number two, and again, keep in mind we're doing this. This is an overview. This is not going to get you on a step-by-step. That's why you're going to need some accountability from a coach. So definitely make sure you reach out to me, or if you know someone else personally, definitely go ahead and get that accountability going. Number two, write your goals out. You know, it's beautiful. We're doing everything on our phones now. And even if you're using a stylus and you can write on a phone or a tablet, you want to make sure you are writing with a writing utensil, a traditional writing utensil, and some paper. That is going to help you. And Habakkuk in the Bible, it encourages the people to write the vision and make it plain. It is hard to go anywhere if you have no direction. So when we write our goals, it shows to ourselves, as well as if someone asks what we're doing, it shows that commitment that we are willing to achieve our goals. And we breathe life into our goals when we write them down, and we can look at them on a regular basis. Number three, make sure you are clear on your why, so that on those days when you are discouraged, you can look back and you can remember why you're doing it, why you're trying to get to the particular goal. What will you do daily towards your goal? That will help with your why as well. This will keep you on track and keep the goal before you on a daily basis. So even if you have to do sticky notes, you have to create signs, there is a young man that runs a company, whatever his particular goal is, he has it professionally created by a signing company and framed so that he can keep it before him in his office. So, you know, whether you go to that extent or whether you write it out and post it somewhere, either way you want to be able to see it, you need a reminder. Even if you have to set it on your schedule as a reminder first thing in the morning as to what your goal is, do that as well. But, again, that writing plays a large part in the commitment of moving forward. Number four, you want to make your goals tangible and measurable. You want to be sure your goals are challenging enough that you'll have to work to make them happen, which is more satisfying, but are also possible to achieve with some hard work and dedication. You don't want it to be out of your reach, because that will be discouraging and you most likely will not stick with the goal. So if your goal was to run a marathon, as a marathon runner, you would adjust your goals over time as you build up your stamina, increasing your daily running time as you work towards that ultimate goal of running a half marathon or a marathon, whatever the goal is. But what you want to do is you want to keep in mind there are some models, and I am reading a definitely insightful book by my holistic mentor, Dr. Shamal Womack-L., Finding the Wise Thing to Do, Make Your Next Bold Move. Finding the Wise Thing to Do, Make Your Next Bold Move. And that is a book that I am currently reading. So, you know, we are always learning here on My New Peace Radio, making sure that we are staying relevant, making sure that we are doing what it is that we are sharing, right? You don't want me to just give you information. You want me to definitely share it. So the mode, the SMART mode, S-M-A-R-T, SMART mode, And the S is for specific, the M is for measurable, the A is for acceptable, the R is for realistic, and the T is for timely. These will help you with your goals, and these are some things that we would utilize as far as tools if you were working toward a particular holistic goal with me. Also, another mode that he talks about in the book is GROW, G-R-O-W. G is for goals, R is for reality, O is for options, and the W is for wheel. So, you know, we break those things down into smaller pieces, and we would give a little more insight into how to utilize those things in order to make your goals a reality, right? So those are just two of the models that you can use in order to make sure that you are measuring, make sure you have a realistic goal, and making sure that you are encouraged, and not just motivated, but encouraged to be successful in reaching that goal. That was number four. Number five, create a plan for overcoming obstacles. You want to create a plan for overcoming obstacles. So at any point in time, if anything interrupts your daily schedule, you are not using your energy to be angry, to be upset, to be in recovery mode, trying to find out how to get into a better position, but you already have in mind what you're going to do. So overcoming obstacles, using if and when statements will help. So when your daily schedule is interrupted, you can remain calm because you already know you have a plan in place, right? It has been said that having a backup plan is planning to fail, which I don't think is true. Having a backup plan is planning for you to succeed, because if you have a set schedule in first thing in the morning, you have your devotional time, and then something happens and that's interrupted, you need to have a contingency plan so that at some point during the day, and hopefully still earlier in the day, that you can get that devotional time in so it won't interrupt your entire day. So those little things are like a ram in the bush for you to be able to make sure you stay on track, regardless of whether it's a scheduled track or whether it's just making sure you get in what you need to get in for the day, right? So interruptions are not going to throw us off track. They're not going to stop us from reaching our goal. They are going to fit right in because we've made plans for overcoming obstacles. Number six, accountability. Accountability to self, as well as accountability with an accountability partner. So hold yourself accountable by reviewing your goals daily, several times a day, depending on the particular goal. Also, enlist in accountability partner or a coach, and definitely with your accountability partner, make sure it's someone that is going to push and drive you, not someone that when you feel like you don't want to do it, they're going to agree with you and encourage you not to do it, right? So you don't want that type of accountability partner. You want to work smarter, not harder, so release the need to figure out everything on your own. Talk to others who have success in the area that you're working towards. Also, read about those that have had success in that area. Many biographies are out, people that have done what you want to do. Go ahead and look those things up. Find out what they did, how they overcame. Many successful people share when they came and when they encountered obstacles. This will give you an insight on what you should do when you come into that situation, or at least put in your mind that if you come into that situation, you have some type of thought as to where you want to go. So what did they do? What would they have done differently? Would they try to reach that particular goal at all now that they know what they know? So those are always great insights. Those are good things. And let's just review so that we can get out of the holistic trap. And these tools can be used in any goal setting, not just holistically, which holistically is every part of your life. But usually we deal with, wellness from a mental, physical, emotional standpoint. But any type of goal that you're creating for yourself, you want to, number one, create a short-term and a long-term goal. Number two, write your goals out. Number three, make sure you are clear on your why. Why are you doing this particular thing? Number four, make your goals tangible and measurable. And remember, we talked about the SMART mode as well as the GROW mode. So those are some things that you can incorporate. Also, number five, create a plan for overcoming obstacles at any point in time. You already have a plan as to what you're going to do if your day is interrupted. Number six, accountability to self, as well as if you are like me, any large goal that I am working towards, I always get an accountability partner or a coach to keep me on track. And to knowing that that person is going to check on me, it definitely makes me want to make sure I do what I'm supposed to do. So when we plan to succeed. Proverbs 16:3, commit your works to the Lord, submit and trust them on to him, and your plans will succeed if you respond to his will and his guidance. So God definitely wants us to be successful. So allow the God in you to direct you, to push you, to get you into a place of success. There's no excuse. You have everything you need within you. You have the tools that you need biblically as well as through resources that I provide. So, again, I am Natasha L. Brown, healing evangelist and holistic advocate. My contacts are in the description. I am on social media, so Natasha L. Brown on Instagram, on YouTube, on Facebook, as well as on Twitter and LinkedIn. So contact me if you are needing some assistance to move forward. And keep those things in mind that we talked about. What is it that you're doing to stay out of the healthcare trap? Every aspect of our lives either is pushing us towards holistic health or is pushing us in a direction where we are being reactive to our health. And what our goal is to be proactive. That's what I always push, to be proactive. That's why I provide resources to make sure that you are going in the right direction. So, again, I am Natasha L. Brown, and remember that I love you and that self-love and self-compassion are your superpowers. So until next week, here on Blog Talk Radio as well as on YouTube, make sure that you have a magnificent, an extraordinary week. Thank you.